The Mishnah, Pekayavas Parak Beis, Mishnah Dal teaches us, Hu Ayo Aymer, Asay Ritzoynai Kiritzoyncha, make the will of Hashem your will, Kadesh Yaseh Ritzoynchai Kiritzoynah. In order, by you acting this way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make that what you want will be what He wants. Continues the Tanya, battle with Ritzoyncha Mibnei Ritzoynoi, even if you want something, but it's not something Hashem wants, push it to the side. Kedei Shiyifrosh, Kedei Shivatel Ritzoyn Acherim Ritzoyncha. That by doing so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will push away, if people want something that is detrimental to you, He will push it away and do what's good, what you want. And continues the Mishnah, Hil Oimer al Tifrish minat Sibur, don't separate yourself from the community. And don't believe in yourself until the final moment. So besides trying to understand what the Mishnah says, we also need to try to understand the connection of these two parts of the Mishnah. So in terms of explaining Asay Ritzoynchai K'Ritzoynoi, the Pasuk says, and this we say it every week by Mincha, Shabbos, V'nis filosi l'cha Hashem eis rotzayn. And the Gemara Masech, the Brachas, Daf Ches Amar Aleph teaches us, Eimasai eis rotzayn, when is it an eis rotzayn? B'shor shat tzibur mispalwin. When the tzibur are davening. In other words, we, Klal Yisrael, have this power that whenever we want to daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes that the time that He wants for tefillah. V'anis filasi, when I decide to daven, L'cha Hashem, to you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it immediately becomes an Eis Ratzon. And that's what the Tana is teaching us. Asay Ritzoynai K'Ritzoyncha, you have the ability to make that it should be a Shas Ratzon. If you daven the tzibur, immediately becomes an eis rotzon. Another pshat that I saw is the pasuk says, "V'yomru Klal Yisrael," immediately said, "Kol hashadiba Hashem nas v'nishma." What pshat nas v'nishma? So the Mefarshim explain, "Shmiya means to understand what we're doing. Nas means to do without asking any questions." But Klal Yisrael said, "Kol asher diber Hashem nasa." If a person will do nasa, he will merit to come to Madrega of Nishma. And that's Pshat the Gemara, famous Gemara Masech the Psochim, Daf Nun Amud Beis, that the Gemara says, "Loilam yasek adam b'tayr b'mitzvus, afil shloilishma." Even if you're learning and doing mitzvahs, shaloi lishma. But once you start learning and start doing mitzvahs, you will grow to the madrega of lishma. And that I saw, the Satmar Rebbe Zitzal says is pshat in a famous medrash. The medrash says, "B'shor sh'om Yisrael nas v'nishma, miyat oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'yichu l'truma." So, of course, the question is, what is the connection? Moreover, he asks, the pasuk says, "V'yichu l'truma," take from them, even if it's against their will. But the pasuk says, "Me'esh kosh shal ish, ashal yidvenu libay," they have to give willingly. So he says, that's pshat. Even if they will give bal karcham, even if they will give not willingly, that Maisa HaMitzvah will create that they should want to give. B'shor Sh'om Yisrael Nash V'Nishma, when Klal Yisrael accepted upon himself this concept of Asiyah before Shmiyah, Sarakarish Baruch Hu v'yichuli truma. They could give truma. You could take truma from them even forcibly, because I know it's going to that type of avoida will bring to nidvas aleif. And that's what the Tanna says here. Asay ritzoinoi. Make, do the will of Hashem, learning Torah, doing mitzvahs. Kritzoincha. Even, whatever your madrega is, do it. Because you know what will happen? What will happen ultimately is, shiyas ritzoincha kritzoinoi. You may start off not wanting to do this, but ultimately, that will be what happens. Another pshat. The pasuk says, "Tikku b'chay de shayfer b'ketzel yom chagenu ki choyk li Yisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov." A pasuk that refers to tikku shayfer that we blow in Rosh Hashanah, and when Klai Yisrael and when Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to help Klai Yisrael, the Makdrigim asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, why? Why are they deserving that you should act for them that way? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, because these are the people that do what I ask for without asking questions. And that's what the pasuk says. Tikku b'chay de shayfer. Klai Yisrael blow the shayfer from Rosh Hashanah. Ki chayk li Yisrael hu. It's a chayk. We don't understand why. And by doing that, Mishpat Elokei Yaakov, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to judge us, he judges us favorably. As the Ikrim explains, there are certain mitzvahs that are very easy to understand, Kibra Ve'eim, HaShavas Aveda, but there are mitzvahs that are chukim, that are difficult to understand, Klayim and Shatnes. And he explains, that's pshat in the pasuk. Nuchalti edoy secha le'olam kisosin li bihema. Edoy secha refers to things that are understandable. Nuchalti edoy secha le'olam kisosin li bihema. I do it with great joy because I understand why those mitzvahs need to be performed. But continues the pasuk. Notisi libi lasas chukecha. When it comes to do the chukim, I have to force myself. Tells the Tana, these mitzvahs, the chukim, that we perform only because they are the rotzen Hashem, those mitzvahs, asay ritzoinoi, those mitzvahs that we do just because they are the rotzen Hashem, the chukim, do them the same way as you perform kritzoincha, the mitzvahs that you well understand. What will happen if you act that way? Shiyas ritzoincha kritzoinoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will create a situation that he will do what you want, even though he may not want kaviyachol to do so. So to try to understand the continuation of the Mishnah of what the Mishnah says, Altifish Minatzibur. So I saw that the Sefer Ovis, Bonham Ovis explains that in order to do a mitzvah properly, a person has to prepare himself to do the mitzvah. Before you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to prepare yourself. Before you daven, you're supposed to prepare yourself. Misha Torch, Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichel, B'Shabbos. The Rivosh explains, the Pasuk says, B'chorosh u'b'kotzer tishbois. Chorosh ad Rosh Tevis, Chamishi, Revi, Shishi. That just like there is Charisha, there is plowing before planting, so too, if you want to have a proper Shabbos, Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, you have to prepare for Shabbos. But what happens if a person didn't, or can't, or isn't really preparing properly? And now he wants to do the mitzvah. How could he still perform the mitzvah if he didn't have the proper preparation? The answer is, if you connect yourself to other people who did prepare properly, then that will help you. It could be explained very simply. If you didn't prepare for Shabbos, but you're invited to a home where they prepared properly for Shabbos, then obviously you will also have for Shabbos. And that's what the Mefarshim explain is the reason that many people, before they do a mitzvah, they say L'shem Yichud B'shem Kol Yisrael. They want to connect themselves to everybody else. So even if they didn't properly prepare for the mitzvah, everybody else, by being connected to others who did prepare properly for the mitzvah, that will help their mitzvah as well. The pasuk says the Chiddush HaRim, "Vayhi b'shur melech b'saseh roshei am." When you have his aseif roshei am, then you have a hi b'shur melech. Then the melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truly glorified. So that's what the Tan is teaching us. Al tifresh minim tzibur. Don't separate yourself from everybody else. Why should you separate yourself from everybody else? Because you can't be sure. You can't be sure in yourself that you will do the mitzvah and prepare for the mitzvah properly. You need to be connected with the rest of Klal Yisrael to have that guarantee. And that's why the Tana concludes, because if you'll see somebody who doesn't connect himself from the tzibur, don't immediately judge him unfavorably, because maybe he doesn't need to connect himself to the tzibur. Maybe he's able to prepare for a mitzvah on his own. And that's what is the connection of the two parts of the Mishnah. Asay ritzoinai k'ritzoincha. Just like when you do something that you want, you prepare yourself properly, so too, I say ritzoincha. When you do what Hashem wants, also act that way with a proper preparation. But tells us the Tana, but what happens, as we just said, you don't know how to prepare yourself properly alone. So that's why the Tana gives you another Eitzah, how to prepare by being Val Tifresh Minat Tzibur. The Mefarshim also explained, the Tana gives us the positive and the negative. Asay Ritzoincha K'Ritzoinoi, Kidei Shiyasa Ritzoincha K'Ritzoinoi. And then it says, Battle Ritzoincha B'mnei Ritzoinoi, Kidei Shivatel Ritzoin Acherim Ritzoincha. Why do we have this both sides of the coin? So the Sefer Tefillah L'Moshe explains there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Shomra nafshi ki chasrani. What does that mean? A person who only does exactly what the mitzvah dictates doesn't really show that he's a chassid. The definition of a chassid is somebody who goes l'vnim m'shur sadin. As the pasuk says, "Asum mishmeres l'mishmarti," he does even more than it's required in order to make sure that he does what is required. He refrains from what's doing wrong to be sure that chas v'sholem he won't do anything wrong. Says the Tana, "As battle ritzoin chob b'nei ritzoinai, go an extra mile in doing." Extra, because by going that extra mile, what you will accomplish is that you will make sure that nothing will be able to prevent your mitzvah from being properly performed. Another pshat that I saw, al tifrish min atzibur, val tam ba'atzmecha b'yoy ad yoy moitzcha, the mashah m'sachta gedushin, the aflamet tes amet beis, tells us that the Gemara says, schar mitzvah hay al m'leka. We don't get schar for our mitzvahs in this world. Tells us the mashah, that's only when a yochid does a mitzvah. If a rabbim do a mitzvah, then they get schar even in this world. Moreover, somebody who does a mitzvah, that he gets schar, that mitzvah has the power to protect him from having any hirhurei aveira. So now it turns out that if you have a rabbim doing a mitzvah, you'll have a double advantage. You'll be able to get schar in this world, and it'll also protect you from doing any aveiros. And in fact, I saw the Sefer Leiv Aaron explains, we're going to learn in a Mishnah in the next parak, HaMahalich B'derech B'yichidi HaReza Meschai B'nafshai. What is the Mishnah teaching us? If you walk alone, you're automatically in danger. What he's saying is if you do mitzvahs on your own, and you don't do them as part of a rabbin, then you don't have this schus that you'll have schar and that you'll have protection from naveira, and therefore hareza meschai benafshoi. And that's what the Tanna says: al tifresh min atzibur, do mitzvahs with the tzibur, b'roiv am hadras melech, because al tam ba'atzmecha b'yoy ad yoy moischa. If you're going to do mitzvahs on alone. You can never be sure that the mitzvahs will protect you not to fall, chas v'shalom. One more pshat. The Gemara Masechta Yuma, that Pei Vav Amud Beis teaches us. Tshuva mehava, if somebody does tshuva mehava, zedoinus naslo zchuyus, even a virus that he did b'mezid becomes chusim. If somebody does tshuva meyira, the doinus nasla shkogis, the averus that he did b'mezid only considered a shogig. However, there's a way, explained the Mefarshim, that even if somebody does tshuva meyira, if he does tshuva, his averus will become zchuyus. That's if he does tshuva b'tzibur. And pshat that I saw is based on a Yit of Leiv. The Yit of Leiv explains that somebody who's over Hashem Me'ahava is very strong in his Avodas Hashem. And he will be firm under all circumstances. Somebody who does Tshuva Meyira, who only Ovids Meyira, we can't be sure how strong he is in his Avodas Hashem. But, explains the Yit of Leif, there's a very interesting halacha that the Bach teaches us in Eure Chaim Simon Tov Reish Lamates. He says the halacha is that one is allowed to take a drink outside of the sukkah. Because the Bach explains every drink, the halacha explains that every drink by definition is considered a roi, is considered not permanent. But says the Bach, let's say you're sitting with a group of people and they're sitting down just to drink, you're not allowed to drink outside of the sukkah. So we see from here that even an act which is typically not considered kva, which is typically considered only a rai, if you do it berabim, it gets much more of a chshivas, it's considered a kvius. And that's why the same thing, tshuva meyira, even though it's not normally that level of tshuva that we ought to aspire to, if it's done berabim, it gets that level. That's what the Tan is teaching us. Al tifresh min atzibur. Don't be an oivet Hashem b'yichidus. Al tam ba'atzmecha b'yoy moischa. You can never be sure that you're an oivet Hashem b'yahava. And if you're not sure that you're oivet Hashem b'yahava, So how could you be sure that your avodah will be accepted? Only because our tifrish min tzibur, when you work together with a tzibur, that has a tremendous chashivas by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's extremely valuable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we can be sure that that avodah or that tshuva or those ma'isa mitzvahs or that limud haTorah will be accepted as if it was taught on the highest madrega.